It's the faith of the church that the bishops of the church are the successors to the apostles, but only one bishop knows which apostle he succeeds to, and that's the Pope. It's our faith that the Pope is the successor of St. Peter. You might remember from the Bible that Jesus treated Peter in a special way. He made him the head of the group of the apostles. Whenever the apostles were numbered, Peter was numbered first. And whenever there was a spokesperson for the apostles, it was Peter. And Jesus gave Peter the commission to support the other apostles in their faith. And that's what the Pope does in our church today. Once Peter went forth from Jerusalem to preach, he eventually ended up in Rome and was martyred in Rome and was buried on a hill outside the city of Rome, which was known then and is known today as the Vatican Hill. And after the church was freed from persecution, Christians built a church over the tomb of St. Peter. That's St. Peter's Basilica today. And so from the time of Peter's going to Rome and becoming the head of the Church of Rome, whoever serves as the Bishop of Rome succeeds to Peter's role in the church, which is more than being a bishop of a local diocese, but to be the universal pastor of the church. It's a great privilege for us in the church today to have such a wonderful Holy Father and Pope John Paul II. He's a wonderful leader who gives the bishops of the church great confidence in our responsibility of preaching the gospel. We're not complete in our office of bishops unless we are joined in unity to him and with the whole college of bishops. He leads us and we follow, and it's the responsibility of all Christians, young and old, to be faithful in their relationship of love and obedience to the Holy Father.